Welcome back to Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. There is a new movie from Universal Pictures, which is going to be releasing in a couple days here on the 15th. It's called The Last Mountain, directed by Chris Terrell and produced by Olivia Lichtenstein. And both of those people join me on the phone right now. And ladies first, Olivia, how did this project come together for you two?
Well, this started about 25 years ago in 1995, when Chris and I were both at BBC Television here in London. And Chris came across the story of the British mountaineer Alison Hargreaves, who had sadly died having summited K2. And he made a film about her husband, who took their two children, Kate and Tom, then aged 4 and 6, to K2 to say goodbye to their mother. And then ever since then, it was a really beautiful and affecting film that went out on the BBC. And since then, Chris kept in touch with the family and carried on filming them intermittently. And Tom and Kate grew up in the mountains, and Tom grew up to be a very excellent climber. Then tragically died in 2019. And we then, you know, made the decision to make this film.
It's and that's the thing too, Chris. This is about as sad as it gets, isn't it?
It is. It's a double tragedy that struck the same family. So the film explores the nature of tragedy through looking at grief and bereavement, but also the strength of love. So I think, you know, there's a lot that to be sad about in the film, but there's an awful lot as well to be encouraged by because of the strength of the human spirit. So I hope that comes over as well.
What is it, do you think, Olivia, about, and look, there are explorers from every walk of life, but especially the English and Mallory and Hillary and others, what is it about those mountains that need to be climbed?
I think it might be, you know, man and woman's need to strive for something. And I think that there is something about having such a single primary purpose and focus in life that allows you to pour your whole being into it. And I think that there's also a sort of, so I think there's a kind of spiritual component to it, or a sort of existential almost need to get to the essence of life. I mean, personally, I wouldn't share that ambition, but I'm very interested in people who have that focus. And I think, you know, everyone has their own sort of mountains that they climb. So as human beings, we all understand that need to attain in some way.
I think also it goes a little bit further than that, even in that the mountaineer is the epitome of that human spirit, which, you know, we are all as, you know, our species is built upon the premise that we continually, you know, push ourselves beyond, and we're always looking to better ourselves in one way or another. You know, that's why, you know, you guys, you landed men on the moon, extraordinary. But what, how did you do that? Because of that that implicit spirit within you. And that's epitomized by the mountaineers and the extreme sports people that do what they do. You know, I think, interestingly, talking about the American Forces, I recently showed this film to a couple of hundred US Marines on board a British warship. And they got that because they are used to pushing themselves beyond normal human limits. That's the nature of US Marines. And they really got what it was that drove Tom Ballard. And I think that was really interesting. But he does epitomize for me the human spirit.
Very interesting.
Maybe there's something also about that you feel the most alive when you are in danger of death in a funny kind of way.
Yeah, yes, you know, that, you know, that hypervigilance, there's no doubt. A couple more questions for Chris Trill and Olivia Lichtenstein. The new movie called The Last Mountain, opening on the 15th from Universal Pictures. Chris, you know, we all know Mount Everest. We hear about K2. You know, we know the Matterhorn, Mont Blanc, and things like that. But K2, I think, is a name that we just kind of know, or we see the ski brand. What can you tell us about K2 that really the public doesn't really know about it?
Well, K2 is the second highest mountain in the world, probably the most dangerous to climb. It's more dangerous. It's claimed more lives than Mount Everest, for example. It's because it's ravaged by huge storms coming in from the Chinese side. And that's how Alison Hargreaves was killed. She had summited the mountain, was coming down triumphantly, but then was hit by this enormous storm, 200 mile an hour winds that blew off the side of the mountain, her body never found. So it challenges mountaineers in ways that Everest doesn't. And I think that Nanga Parbat, which is the 13th highest mountain in the world, but called the Killer Mountain, just 100 miles from K2, which is where Tom was killed, is even more challenging. And indeed, Tom and his climbing partner, Daniele Nardi, weren't even particularly trying to summit the mountain. They were just trying to conquer or to climb a particular very difficult route, which has never been climbed before. So I think both K2 and Nanga Parbat provide the mountaineer with challenges that they can't find elsewhere.
Yes, and then Olivia, what about the family and the loved ones who are left? How do they process all of this?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously this has been a very difficult time for them. And, you know, Kate has lost her mother and her brother, to whom she, you know, was very close. And I remember, in fact, that when, you know, I think this is at the crux of this film in a way, that, you know, it is about family and it is about how you process that, that grief and how you find hope and the desire to go on, which I think that, you know, we do get that sense of kind of redemption at the end of the film, that there is still a life to be lived. But I think also that it was always sort of a hope that in doing the film and in trusting their story to Chris, that actually that would be sort of in some way cathartic and would help a bit to process it and find some understanding. And that therefore, by extension, the people who watch this film would also be able to, you know, take that on board and confront things that had happened in their own lives.
Yeah, and you think about Tom and Allison just about the same age on the same mountain when they pass. But this is something, Chris, that people need to understand. This isn't just some woman and son who took up a hobby. These were two very, very accomplished climbers, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Allison, at the time she was killed, was probably not only the foremost female mountaineer in the world, she was right up there with the top men. You know, she could do things that men couldn't do in terms of her ability to climb at altitude without oxygen and unsupported. And you're right. Tom, at his young age, 30, was probably the top alpine mountaineer in the world. So he was the mountaineer everybody was watching. He was going to do extraordinary things than he would have done had he not been claimed by Nanga Parbat.
Olivia, is there pushback from the indigenous peoples of these area? Obviously, it's a money-making for them, escapade. But on the other hand, these are sacred mountains, and they are, you know, almost like religious sites in some forms. Do they sort of, on the one hand, like the Westerners coming in because they make profits, but on the other hand, they don't like seeing their mountains trod upon?
I think Chris could probably speak to that better than me, as he's been there and been in those mountains. I think certainly as far as our film was concerned, we were very careful to, include people who lived there. They worked with us on this and helped us. And obviously Ibrahim, who Kate meets, in a sense is a sort of a symbol, I suppose, for someone who, his attitude and empathy for Kate was kind of unsurpassed. But Chris, I don't know, did you have a sense of how they feel about people coming in?
Yeah, I did, really. I mean, you're right that they are sacred places, particularly Nanga Parbat, which is, it's thought that that is where fairies and ghosts frequent. So it is very sacred. So it's important to understand that Tom in particular had a huge respect for both mountains in their own right but also the people of the mountains. And so he would have gone very respectfully, and if there are, you know, there are prayers and prayer flags to be laid and customs to be observed, and that was done, as indeed we did the same thing. So you had to be very respectful and understanding of the culture. And so that's, and certainly not, it doesn't always happen. And there is a money-making side to mountaineering, particularly on Everest now in Nepal, less so, I think, on the other side of the Himalayas and the Karakoram, where K2 and Nanga Parbat is. But it's something that I think everybody needs to be very wary of. Otherwise, it just becomes a money-making prospect. And we have to remain respectful of the cultures involved, certainly.
Well, it's a fascinating film, very touching film, very poignant as well, and heartbreaking. It's from Universal Pictures Content Group. It's going to be releasing here in the United States on the 15th. It's called The Last Mountain, made by our guests Chris Terrell and Olivia Lichtenstein. Congratulations, you two. Thanks for coming by and talking about your film.
Thanks very much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.